Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy Now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
You're on Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and I'm Kurt. And joining me in the studio tonight, I have Megan and Michelle, our lovely co-hosts, and our lovely guest, Ina. And Ina's from a group called Alphabet Soup. Now, Megan, do you want to tell us what's coming up tonight?
Yes, so Ina's going to be here talking about Alphabet Soup and also about her transition as well. As well as that, we've also got some other things. So we're going to have a little bit of news coming on later during the show as well. So we're actually having a really good show tonight.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
How are you tonight, Michelle?
I'm doing well, honey. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Ina, we've got you in tonight to talk to us. How are you going tonight?
Good. Thank you very much.
Excellent. It's good to hear it. You're on Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Now, Ina. Hello, Ina.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, Ina has come from an organization called Alphabet Soup. And Alphabet Soup is a safe meeting place for people that are not certain where they fit into the world. Whether you might be LGBTIQ or not certain when you will probably find someone to talk to. They are a very diverse slice of humanity. The group is open for friends, families, partners, and helpers. Now, Ina, I'd love to know more about this group and maybe about your transition, how you got involved in it.
Okay. It's a very, very simple group. Basically, it started off with Alice and myself just sitting there waiting for people to turn up. It was a cafe that we decided to go to, and the first couple of months we just sat there on our own. And then after that, it's just grown. The concept is just to sit with friends, no matter where they what their condition is, whether they be trans or straight or whatever you want to call it. And it's supposed to be a friendly place, which I hope it is. I try my hardest to keep it that way. Anyone who turns up gets a cuddle, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
No, actually, they don't if they don't want it. But, yeah. And also the concept is not to have a hierarchy or a structure. It's just a group of people to meet together to be themselves 100%.
Now, I know myself, when I got involved in coming in, I came in last October myself is when I started really looking into my transition. And I found the group very welcoming. And I was quite surprised to see partners there and allies, and not just trans, but gay and other people as well. So, yeah, very, very lovely group. Could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and maybe your transition?
Look, every morning as a child, I used to wake up as a girl, and I'd have to pretend to be a boy for the rest of rest of the day. And I was like that until it just got too much for me at 60, and I tried to commit suicide. And my wife, who is a dear person, got help for me. And I found out that I wasn't the only person in the world in like this. Because to me, transsexuals and all those sort of people were basically like Barry Humphreys. And I certainly wasn't like that. To me, I was just a plain, ordinary woman who just happened to have the wrong body tacked on.
Now, you're married, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been married 48 years. Mm-hmm. And, I've got a lovely wife.
Oh, you guys are still together and...
We're still together. We even sleep in the same bed, which shocks a lot of people. But, I couldn't ask for a better partner. She supported me right the way through. Like, before I came out, we used to go shopping. And back then, she used to call me Cheryl. And we'd go and we'd go, say, to Target or some shop and look at clothes, and she'd say, oh, would Cheryl like this or would Cheryl like that? What do you think of that? And I'd say, oh, no, Cheryl wouldn't like that or Cheryl would love that.
Was there any sort of particular favourites that you actually had yourself? Sort of as being sort of a pseudo kind of Cheryl, did you have, like, when she was out there picking clothes for you, did you say, oh, I'm sure Cheryl's really
good? Oh, yes. That's where I put my pennies worth in. That was the whole idea of having Cheryl along with us, the invisible Cheryl. And if anyone was, you know, because I was trying to keep it all hidden because I was so mixed up all about it all, we'd always... Just in case somebody overheard us, you know, they're talking about somebody else, you know, they just walked past. Mm. So Cheryl came in very handy for that.
No, I remember doing something similar with a friend of mine when I first came out. Yeah. My mentor, I mentioned before. Yeah. And we go out and she's like, oh, I think your girlfriend would like this, or what do you think your girlfriend that? And here I am just in this business suit standing there, and she's all, you know, all gothy and whatever standing there, and I'm going, this isn't working.
It's like you're really feeling quite self-conscious about those kinds of
things. They can tell it's me.
You're doing. Everyone's looking at you.
And you just have that paranoia just focusing right on you. So it's like, oh.
Exactly.
Actually, talking about the suit reminded me, the best moment of my life in transition was going out to the backyard. I had a $2,000 suit. I built a little fire. I'd given away all my other suits because I was a watchmaker and metalizer, so, you know, I had to dress properly and all that. And I built a fire and burnt it. And it burnt to nothing. And that was a best money I've ever spent.
I know my representation for my whole thing is I have all of my boy things are actually in a closet in the hallway, and someone's like, he's gone in the closet and I've come out.
I've actually been emptying out my closet of all my old boy things, and I think probably about 90% of my old boy things have now been donated through to, like, Savers or whatnot. So
it's your escape hatch. It's gone.
It's like no more. It's just like the transition's done. It's just like, can't go back. There's no boy clothes.
Well, not only that, you wouldn't really want to go back because being yourself, it's so much freedom, because before that, you're always hiding, you're always suppressing yourself. Mm-hmm. As soon as you come out, all of a sudden, all that's lifted off you. All the garbage is gone.
Yeah.
So
how did you find with your transition? Was it... When you came out, were there things like radical which had to change in your life, or did you start to feel very different, very fulfilled within yourself that now I can actually be me? Were there sort of consequences within your life that sort of impacted on with your transition?
Yeah, with me, because of the religion I was in, it was very conservative. As soon as I went outside the front door, dressed as female, that was it. So... With me, I didn't have that transition that a lot have, where you go out a few days and then come back and build more courage and then off you go. From the first day, it was full on. It was Ina, and that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. In fact, Mary said, I'll never walk next to you, I'll never hold your hand. It's, you know, be just too embarrassing, because she identifies herself as female, not as gay, not as anything
else. As a straight female.
Just straight female.
Yep.
And anyway, I went out dressed female and went and saw Dr. Hart on the way back. We dropped off at Chadston and she went and brought me an engagement ring. You know, how sweet can you be? That's what I said. Mary is fantastic.
That's just gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. My two children, one is 42, the other's 45. Mm-hmm. Rachel, her husband's stepsister, is trans, which was quite a surprise. Peter, she's taken it very well. Peter, he's taken it a little while, but yeah, get on quite well.
How do you actually find the trans? How do you find the relationship then with the other family member who's trans?
Actually, I've only met her once.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you have lots of things to talk about when you do meet her. Does she live locally in Melbourne?
She lives in Melbourne, but she's always busy doing things, and I'm always busy doing things, so I've only caught up with her once.
You know what? She really should be coming to Alphabet soon.
Exactly. Yeah, I should convince her, but she's been living as trans for, since she was about 14.
Wow.
So she's well and truly entrenched.
Yeah. Mm. So how old is she now?
She'd have to be around the same age.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Good on her.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm looking forward to hearing more about Alphabet Soup. Michelle has described it as a fantastic and sounds like a very unique group.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
It definitely is. And you're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. And in the studio tonight, we do have Ina. So if you've just joined in, you are listening to Michelle, Megan and Kurt and our special guest Ina talking about her trans experience and also talking about a wonderful little social group called Alphabet Soup. So I suppose probably Alphabet Soup sort of in its general entirety, how long has it been running for?
Right, it's been running for about 18 months.
Yep.
And we average about 25 to our meetings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we try to keep it reasonably small. If it gets much bigger, we'd probably have it on another night as well.
Yep.
Just so that everyone gets to know everyone else there.
So it sounds like from my sort of my viewpoint, it's like a really good sort of melting and mixing pot where people can come and just talk about stuff about being trans or being gay or lesbian or whatnot. So does it attract sort of a whole variety of different sort of people within the community?
Yes, it does. And I was quite surprised at that. And it also attracts all ages, which mm-hmm. is nice mm-hmm. because it's not just a whole pack of oldies or a pack of young ones
yep.
together. It's like the community when you walk down the street.
Yep.
There's all sorts of people,
yep.
and that's what I'm trying to create.
Fantastic.
So that if somebody comes for the first time, they'll mm-hmm. be all frightened and everything,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll build up enough confidence after they've been there a few times.
Yep.
And then if they never come again, I'd be happy,
yep.
because that means that they can go out into the community
mm-hmm.
and just be themselves and deal with people and find yeah. out it's not as scary as they really think it is.
Exactly. Mm.
That was definitely for me when I came in for the first time. I was really surprised how big of a mix there was of the different ages.
Mm-hmm.
Where when I went to go trying to find help, I found the younger crowd had a really tight-knit group and yeah. the older groups just didn't have much going on. And I just fell in love with the community group that has been created there. And it's nice that you don't have to just sit there and just eat your meal. You can get up and just wander from table to table. And, mm. and I probably have a bit more courage than a few other people when I'm there. But but definitely, you know, I see near the end, a lot of people have just been yeah. starting to get up and wander around. And
well, I suppose as a part of the experience as well that you actually go and develop those relationships and friendships with other people so you can actually go and extend your own sort of support network that you get to talk to other like-minded people. And that's, I suppose, where things such as Alphabet Soup really come into their own, that you really do have that support network and infrastructure there, that you've got a bunch of like-minded people. It's a very safe space to come along to by the sounds of it. So,
yeah, and there's only one rule we have, and that is leave your prejudice at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So if you find that you're prejudiced against somebody, it's probably not the group for you
mm-hmm.
because mm. it's such a mix of people.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, if we have prejudice against others, well, then we can't say, oh, you can't have prejudice against me.
Mm.
So therefore, leave it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And people do. And look, it's a funny group. It just absorbs anger and that. It just seems to work very well.
Mm.
And the poor old waiters really have their work cut out because nobody stays where they start.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the group. It's a noisy group.
Yeah.
And the cafe or the restaurant we're up the back, and it's a nice private area. But it's an area where it's perfect for us.
Mm.
And yeah, it just works.
What's really interesting is how well the staff there are just so comfortable with us coming in. You have part-timers, full-timers, cross-dressers, you have queer, you have young folk, old folk,
mm.
and it really does just, and they just treat everyone amazing when you walk in and they're like, what would you like? What do you need? And they just remember you and it's unbelievable.
That's one thing I love about that place. Mm. When I first went there trying to find somewhere to have the group, I met the owner, and he'd never met a trans person before. So I had to explain to him, and Mary was with me, so that helped. Mm. And it was quite an interesting conversation. And then, of course, we turn up the next week, and I think it was very interesting for him to see all these strange people coming in.
Yeah. And I thought we'd maybe take a break there and just mention that the location of the restaurant that we go to, the Alphabet Soup, is held at the Den Restaurant on 113 High Street, Northcote. We'll also mention it a bit later as well, but I thought maybe we'd mention it now so everyone at least hear it now.
Northcote's pretty trendy.
It's very cool trendy.
Place, it's an awesome place, actually. Well, the thing I was going to ask, you did mention before that you do have first-timers come through as well. So for a first-timer who's actually coming there for the first time, like it might be their first time out or whatnot, should they really be scared about it? What should they expect?
Of course not.
Exactly.
It sounds like it's a really warm and supportive environment.
Yeah, look, I make sure that anyone who comes in, I walk up to them and talk to them.
Yeah.
Some people might cringe.
You're not that bad. No, you're a beautiful lady. Why should we cringe around you?
Yeah, look, if anyone is coming for the first time, just get in contact with me, and I'll have them come to their car and walk them in. Yeah. If they're really worried about it. But to be honestly, the staff and everyone in the shop, they'll just say, oh, just go down the back. And then you see the mixture that's there, and you'll feel at home. Believe me, you'll feel at home.
Well, definitely. I know when I walked in, and I visited the few times that I've been over the year, that as soon as you walk in, the staff are lovely, and then yourself. And that's why I knew to contact you right away. Just you, this such warm smile and just warmth about you that just it's so welcoming. And definitely, I would say thank you for it was all part of my beginning of my journey coming there. So.
Well, the reason I do that is because I've been to different groups at different times. This isn't trans, this is other groups, computer groups and that. You go in there and you sit and nobody will talk to you. Everyone's talking to each other. That's what I've tried to avoid with Alphabet Soup. If somebody walks in, I want somebody to talk to them, even if it's only me, and then I'll take them around and introduce them to somebody. Not that I remember anybody's names, but I'll just say, oh, this is a sweet person.
Yeah. So you try and avoid those kind of little cliques sort of forming within the groups.
That's one thing I really don't want is cliques, because that's why we haven't got a hierarchy or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just an open group. Anyone can come. So that's to try and stop any little cliques. I'm better than you. I've had SRS. I've had, implants. I've had everything. So therefore, I'm better than you.
And these are
rubbish.
Sorry. Exactly. And these are things the community we face, that we have prejudice within ourselves, of who's had SRS, who's had surgery, who's had further on hormones, who's on more hormones. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, you've got to be yourself, because unless you're yourself, well, you've just gone from one prison into another prison. And it's taken us long enough to get out of it.
Yeah.
So let's enjoy our lives the way we are.
Yeah. So I suppose, how would you see your role within Alphabet Soup itself? Would you see as being like a facilitator or something? Because it sounds exactly what you are. Because you're really facilitating the communication between people.
Yeah. Look, I just advertise on my Facebook, and wherever I can advertise it, I advertise it. Other than that, I don't run it. It runs itself. That's what's so good about this group. Mm. If you have a group, most of the other groups were started by somebody and is run by somebody. I don't want that, because if that person gets their knickers in a knot, for a better word, there goes the group. Whereas this group, if I throw a blue fit, the group still goes on quite happily without me. And that's why it should be. That's why I want it. It's to be a friendly group, and people who come should feel safe. They should be able to talk about what they like and not feel restricted because they haven't had hormones or something like that. And if they want to come and because of family not knowing that they cross-dress and get dressed there, that's quite all right. And if you want to come in male's clothes and you're trans, that's all right. Who cares? It's your life. and it's there for you to enjoy.
How did your partner take it, getting involved in all this as well?
It took her a little while, but she really supports. She comes along to all the meetings, and which is good because there's other wives who also come and other partners who come. And the support that they can give each other, that's good. Like my daughter went for the first time last month, and she met up with another daughter who was in exactly the same situation. So they were able to talk because they have a lot of common problems. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden their father's their mother. No, I mean it to Rachel, not mum. She's got one mum. But, you know, that's sort of, they have a lot of things in common and a lot of problems, just like the partners do. Like Mary, she married a male. Mm-hmm. And 3 years after she's married, she finds out there's a female there. So there's a lot of things that they've got to talk through, and that's where these sort of groups, where you actually meet, are good.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You are on Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Kurt, Megan and Michelle with our special guest, Ina. If you have any questions or if you have any queries, give us an SMS at 0427-JOY-949. Or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, I believe, Megan, you have some news for us.
Yes, I do actually have some news for this week. There's obviously something happened last month with Mayang Praseo, who is a 27-year-old Indonesian woman. She was actually murdered by her husband, and she's actually now been finally laid to rest. She was actually laid to rest in Bandar Lampung after her body was repatriated from Australia. There was over 27,000 people across the world who actually signed an online petition calling for the Courier Mail to apologise for the shemale slur. Almost three weeks later, that apology was actually put into the paper, but it was actually on page 62 of, I think it was last Saturday's edition, on the 25th of October. Condolences to family and all those who knew her and also who loved her as well.
It's very sad, that story. Sad. If anyone's experiencing issues around things like that, they can call Lifeline 131114 or visit lifeline.org.au.
That's right. The other things as well, also upcoming, is Transgender Day of Remembrance. So November 20 it's the International Day of Remembrance, which will memorialise those who were killed due to anti-transgender hatred or prejudice. So the Day of Remembrance serves as several purposes. It raises public awareness of hate crimes against transgender people. It's also an action that current media doesn't perform. So the Day of Remembrance publicly mourns and honours those lives of our brothers and sisters who might otherwise be forgotten. So we're obviously, that's really important to us here at Transpositions, because we're obviously transgender people running the show. So, yeah, that's something which is important for us, and we're going to think about, so obviously, doing something special that day as well, if we can. Yeah. The other thing I was going to say, just with regards to that, is the Greyhound Hotel on the Saturday the 22nd, they're obviously looking at running a low-key event. So I'll make sure that we get something posted onto our Facebook page about that as well and get that shared out. The other thing is as well, which is also probably a bit of a good news story, which is always good to have sort of rounding out news, for people born in New South Wales or transgender people born in New South Wales, also in South Australia and Tasmania as well, it's always been a requirement that if you did have gender affirmation surgery and you were married, that you would have to get divorced, so you had to change your sex status on your birth certificate. So in New South Wales Parliament, independent parliamentarian, whose name escapes me for the moment, I do actually have it written down here, but Alex Greenwich, sorry. So he's actually introduced the Marriages Registration Amendment Change of Sex Bill to New South Wales Parliament. So if the Parliament this is stuff I haven't thought about since high school, which is like a long time ago. But if the bill does get passed, then it means that you won't actually have to be divorced if you do have gender affirmation surgery to change your legal sex status, which is a really big positive win. Obviously, people such as, you know, who are in a relationship, you're obviously not born in New South Wales, but...
Yep. quite like Victoria.
Okay, so you're born in Victoria. But for people such as Ina, if you do have gender affirmation surgery, you don't actually have to get divorced to change your birth certificate, which is, and that's a really good positive win. Mm. So I think we really have to wait for other states such as Victoria and whatnot to start to implement that change here as well, which would be really good.
I still think it's ridiculous that you have to have gender reassignment surgery to have your gender marker
change. Well,
it's
good evidence. Looking at Ina, you know, Ina's got a long-going relationship with her wife, and here they're able to work through this and still to be get together strong all these years. Yeah. And unfortunately, the law says you have to separate.
Mm. Yeah. And then look at Britney Spears.
Exactly.
And that's exactly right. I think probably if you've got someone who's prepared to support you through gender transition, that's the real love of your life, and that's someone you want to have by your side. And you shouldn't have to be divorced to still be with that person or legally be recognised as being with that person. So
that's right. Yeah. Mm. Thanks for that, Megan. Now, Michelle's going to tell us how you can become a Joy member, because it is very important that you support Joy, because we're all volunteers here, and Joy provides a great community for people who... And in the alphabet soup world, I guess, the LGBTI community.
It is a great alphabet soup.
Well, definitely, Joy is offering everyone to become members. And Joy is a not-for-profit, volunteer-based community radio station. And that they do rely on support to survive and grow. So if anybody does have questions on how to join, they can contact the station on 1-300-JOY-949. And that's 1-300-569-949. For the cost of a local call, definitely more for mobiles, obviously. But if calling from overseas, use 613-9267-6000 or send an email to members@joy.org.au. Now, Ina, I'd love to go and ask, I guess, a bit more about more of your journey, I guess, as well, too, and how you've kind of come to this stage. You said you came out at 60 and decided that your transition needed to happen then. Did you have along the way, the previous 60 years, any time you decided to come out, going back in, things like that?
No, I find with me anyway, it used to come over in waves. Mm. And each wave was bigger and more crushing. And you'd try to hide it. You'd go out, you'd buy clothes, and then the wave, you'd think, oh, no, I can overcome this. So you'd burn everything. And 2 days later, you'd regret it.
The almighty purge.
Exactly. And I don't know how many times I went through that. I had a bit of a breakdown, so I went up country. Nearest neighbour was about 2 kilometres away, so I could jump around the paddocks. kind of dressed, but a bit more ambiguous.
Yeah.
It was an awful time, to be honest. But when I got to 60, it just got to the waves were getting that big and flattening me down that much that I just couldn't cope with life anymore. I'll give a plug to the St. John of God Hospital. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Well, good.
They kept me alive.
Yeah, so so you dealt with something pretty serious at that stage.
Yeah. So, but then after that, I found out that I wasn't the only person. Mm. And then, of course, you go to and see psychiatrists and find out, yes, you are one of those funny people. Mm. From then on, I'm afraid it's a downhill trip with skates on. Yeah. Very exciting, wonderful for me. I was getting better. I wore my tranquilizers, everything else. Mm. And poor Mary, she's on them. So it's gone from one to the other. No, but she's coping well.
Oh, yeah. Good, good.
So one of the things I think about is for a lot of us now, obviously, we have access to things such as alphabet soup, but back then in your journey, the start of your journey, obviously there was no alphabet soup. So how did you actually start to get your own sort of support around you?
Well, it wasn't until I was 60. I'm 68 now. Actually, it was Dr. Hart who put me on to, he said, oh, you want to go onto the internet? And I thought, oh, the internet, that sinful place.
The internet.
He gave me about 4 or 5 contacts on the internet.
Yes.
And most of them were closed. But then I got onto the old Ausgender. Yep. Mm. And actually, the first meeting I went there, can I prattle on about this?
Oh, sure, please. Sure, sure.
The first meeting I went there, it was a special meeting, actually.
Yes.
There's only about six, seven, it would have been eight there.
Yep.
And three girls had just come back from Bangkok with, and had surgery.
Yes.
So they had a show and tell.
Okay. No ping pong shows.
They were only, what was it, I think it was 6 weeks after their operations. So I saw it and I thought, oh my goodness, I wonder that. Even though they were red, purple, bruised and everything else. So, yeah, that was really the end of me.
So, oh, yes. God. So it's just like once you start to sort of really experience it, but become part of the community, you thought, yeah, this does feel real. This feels right for me. I'm doing the right thing.
But same thing with myself. I know when I dealt with this when I was like 23, I thought for myself it was a Barry Humphreys thing as well. I thought it was a drag thing. I thought, what am I dealing with? I'm not gay. So what's going on? And I remember I had that bit of a struggle going, well, what is this? And I remember just finally just... myself, I just had that breakdown, that click, and it just exploded. And for anyone who's listening who dealt with it, I'm so sorry.
I think we all owe them apologies.
I think we all do.
Everyone apologies. Sorry.
It's like we now apologize for the whole trans community for this. We're sorry.
But it's a very common thread that runs right through the community, especially the older ones, because I grew up in the 40s. And back then, it was basically shock treatment, and you were basically locked away.
Yeah.
If you had a family, you're in serious trouble.
Yeah. Do you know, like, maybe, I mean, also maybe give a good idea, explain a bit more. Do you know a bit more about what people went through then in the 40s and 50s to go through this?
Or? Not really, because of the religion I was in, it's very isolated from anything. You just didn't talk about things like that.
Sure.
Yeah. But, it was very hard for people because there wasn't, these days you just go on the internet and it's there.
Mm.
You went into a library and you were very careful about getting books out in case somebody saw what it was. Because sex, in the community wasn't talked about.
Right.
That didn't come until, the roaring 60s, if you can remember it, you weren't there. That all changed around that time where, people talked about it. You can get books, joy of sex and things like this. So there's a lot of changes there, and I think that's probably where a lot of the trans community probably released itself from its bonds.
Mm, yeah.
But I didn't hear about it until I had a breakdown, told my psychiatrist this when I was in hospital, and he said, oh, yeah, there's a whole clinic about that. And I thought, oh.
Now I know.
Yeah.
Now
I know.
So people exactly. like Christine Jorgensen, they were like really the pioneers for people who allowed us to start to live our lives as authentically as to who we are.
They're the trailblazers.
Yeah.
And we're just the ones who are in their wake. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness for them.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. You are on Transpositions on Joy 94.9. And you're with Kurt, Michelle and Megan tonight and our lovely guest, Ina, in the studio. Now, Michelle, we are wrapping up the show. It is coming to the end. But, Michelle, you've got a last question for Ina.
Yes, we were discussing more around your grandchildren and also your children as well, and there were some lovely little stories you had there about them. Tell us a bit more about Big Nan, Little Nan.
Okay. my grandson, he was about two when I decided to transition. He saw me for the first time. And from me into Ina. And anyway, Rachel said, oh, this is your Nan. And he looked at me and said, that's not my Nan. And Rachel was quick off the mark and she said, oh, that's your Big Nan. Because Mary, my wife, is only short.
Mm-hmm.
So she's Little Nan, I'm Big Nan.
Oh,
so that's worked. And he's seven now, seven, eight. And it's still Big Nan, Little Nan. Mm-hmm. So he was, water off a duck's back. In fact, he's down in our place recently. And he saw a photo of myself and him before a transition.
Mm.
Who's that? Oh. That's your granddad, Ina. Oh, so that's... He was a boy once. And she said, yes. Oh, that's okay.
Oh, it went like that. That's so gorgeous.
So, very accepting.
Kids, yeah. Kids are amazing. Like, they are. I'd like to name, when I went over to my ex's to go and have dinner with her and the kids, and yeah. and it was just amazing listening to my kids go, and daddy she and daddy her and daddy I'm saying she now and daddy I'm saying her now, and like yeah. I'm like, I'm
you're
just
getting
so
the
proud
right pronouns.
Exactly,
it's just,
yeah, I love you.
Sensational.
So, I guess basically to come to a conclusion. So, I guess one of the biggest questions is, in all everything you've been through, would you change anything?
Not an inch of it. I'm sorry to all the men who are listening. I'd hate to be a male. I just can't get my head around men.
Sorry, Kurt.
There's something about them. Yeah, go away.
Yeah. Smelly. Corn chip people.
Nice they are needed, though. I believe. But,
yeah. Kurt, actually, Kurt, yes, you are right. You're a very nice man.
Kurt's needed.
Kurt's running the panel tonight, so he's definitely needed.
Yeah. I'm a nice man, though, because I'm FTM. So.
Yes. That's right.
That brings out the softer side of the male.
That's right.
All the cis men listening tonight probably just raging. And just,
what are they talking about? Get them off.
Well, just so everyone knows, we've been talking tonight with Ina, who's from Alphabet Soup. And if anybody was looking to go and come to Alphabet Soup, it is a safe meeting place for people who are not certain where they fit into the world. Whether you might be LGBTIQ or not certain whether you will probably find someone to talk to. We are a very diverse slice of humanity. The group is open for friends, family, partners, and helpers. The location of this is at Den Restaurant, 113 High Street, Northcote. The location tends to be the same every month. They meet every third Tuesday at 7 p.m. So if you don't come very very often and you're looking to get back connected, it's like coming back home.
It's like coming back home then.
Yeah. We try to make it that way.
Yeah.
And Ina will walk you from your car if you need.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a big cuddle.
Hold our hands as well?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, I wouldn't embarrass anyone. Well, I'll try not to.
I actually, it's just like, friends are, when your friends fall down, you normally pick them up, but if it's like a true friend, you actually laugh at them first, then you help them back
exactly,
up.
Exactly.
It's funny when you're trying not to laugh and you're trying to be concerned, and you can just totally tell that.
You just lose the plot.
Yeah. You are on Joy 94.9 listening to Transpositions. And we are talking to Ina tonight about her group, Alphabet Soup. And we wanted to put the word out there, if anyone knows any other groups like Alphabet Soup or even, we've spoken about Y Gender and Transgender Victoria. They're sort of more well-known groups. Mm-hmm. But I actually hadn't heard about Alphabet Soup until you brought it up, Michelle.
Yeah, so definitely. One of the things I loved about it, like I said before, was that... when looking for my transition, I found Y Gender was such an amazing group that had such organization. You saw them on the news, you saw everything going on, but there was all these other groups that you made a phone call and it just went into the ether. You sent an email, it went into the ether, nothing came back. Alphabet Soup really just stood out to me, and it was actually an active thing happening. And the best part is it was for all ages, not just the young, not just for the old. It was the in-between, parents, partners, everything. And it'd be great to know if there's any other organizations out there that are running similar to Alphabet Soup. Mm. And if anyone does, if they want to promote their groups, any get-togethers, whether it's regional Victoria or whether it's in Melbourne as well, to definitely give us a call here at Joy on 0427-JOY-949, or even email us at onair@joy.org.au. And I believe we'll go and put some details up on the Facebook page as well.
That's right. And if you do want to email during the week, our email is transpositions@joy.org.au. And to find our Facebook page, go to the Joy website, joy.org.au. There is a link there for the Facebook page. And also on the Transpositions website, there are podcasts.
There are podcasts, yes. I think actually last week, Andrea actually put a lot of fair few extra podcasts up there. So that was really good. So she does a great job, Andrea.
Great job. Thanks, Andrea.
Andrea, you're awesome.
And if you're having difficulty listening, I know some places do, you can also download the app off of the iTunes App Store. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure about the Play Store yet. I need to take a look at that one. But you can listen live all day to all the different shows on Joy. You can go to the website, you can listen to podcasts, everything.
Yep. So even if you're actually out of radio coverage, you can still do this. Exactly. Thanks to the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in that situation because at Crib Point, we're out of range.
Yeah, right.
So I was able to download a couple of pods. It was good.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. So you can actually also jump on the website as well.
Yes,
you can
stream it. It's loaded in.
Absolutely. Got you sorted. It's all good.
joy.org.au.
Yeah.
And if you are also looking at becoming a member, like Michelle was talking about before, it's also on the Joy website.
Mm.
And yeah, it does help Joy out a lot because it's a fantastic community around here, and we do like to support all the volunteers here.
And it's a way for people to can get out there and reach out to others who are struggling as well. It supports groups like Alphabet Soup, Y Gender, all the different parts of the Alphabet Soup.
Absolutely.
There's a few letters being added on. I think we talked about this the other week. There's an A and another A. I think asexual.
I've learned that one now because actually last time I was with the A, I was just like, is that like androgynous?
I think androgynous
that's
is one.
Right. Asexual.
Asexual.
Asexual. Asexual.
Yes. But there's two A's. And there's another cue. I'm going to research this, and next week I will let you all know.
I want you to recite your alphabet next week.
Excellent. Well,
but it's like when you think about it, it's just like we're such a diverse community. We go across, whether it's gender identity or sexual orientation, those kinds of things. It's like there's like this common sort of meeting thing for us, and one of those things is actually joy. And so being a joy member is actually a good way of actually getting involved. And absolutely
fantastic. Well, thank you, Ina, for coming in tonight. It's been fantastic talking to you.
Thanks,
Michelle, can you just read out the Alphabet Soup info for us?
Sure. Alphabet Soup is meeting at Den Restaurant, 113 High Street, Northgate. Their Facebook page is just actually Alphabet Soup Trans, all one word. They meet every third Tuesday each month at 7 p.m.
Excellent. Thank you, Michelle and Megan, for being lovely. I call them my flight attendants. Because I'm a pilot tonight on the panel. Chris is having the night off. But Chris, we have survived without you. It's been a great show tonight, folks.
Actually, I think I saw sweat on your forehead earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, guys. It's lovely talking to you tonight. We will be back next Tuesday. I have a very special guest planned for you, so you will have to go and like the Facebook page to find out who it is. You are on Joy at 94.9.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.